proven to protect your engine for 15,000 miles between oil changes, guaranteed. Look for it wherever you buy motor oil.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
The DJ of the future is going to be a respected member of the community.
Wow. Who is that?
How long do we have to wait for that? For future?
Well, we're not DJs.
Oh.
Did he say BJ or DJ?
Go DJ.
I thought he said BJ.
No.
He said the BJ would be a respected member. Well, first of all, we're not DJs.
Correct.
To be a DJ, you have to have some skill. You got to be able to play music, talk about music.
The stacks of wax.
Yeah. We're never going to be DJs. We're never going to be good enough. Good afternoon and welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. I never watch Charlie Rose on PBS. Have you ever watched it?
No, not really.
I never do, but I happen to flip across it, and there's Bill Gates. One-on-one, sit-down interview with Charlie Rose. So I thought, I think I'll listen to Bill Gates for a little while. Another way to gauge how stupid you are is listen to somebody like Bill Gates talk, and you sit there thinking, I'm the dumbest guy that ever lived. How does somebody get this smart? Now, he wasn't talking about technology. He was talking about the Gates Foundation and what they do in India and these other countries, and the hundreds of millions, even billions of dollars they've pumped into these schools in these other countries. And somebody would have to explain to me what I'm missing here, because all I kept thinking was, what about this country? What about that money going here?
Yeah, when you see documentaries of those people that live in the hills of West Virginia and with like a bunch of kids walking around barefoot.
How about Katrina victims? How about Joplin victims? How about all that stuff right here in our backyard? Why are you, and they showed some footage of him sitting and meeting with, and there were interpreters in these obscure little countries. And I just thought, you know, I know that we're all God's children and we're all human beings, but how about in the same way that I care more about my own family than I do the people down the street, I really care more about the people around us here than I do some people in some other land somewhere.
Right. So we have people that are living as, in squalor, like the people over there.
How about educating them, getting them into college? I mean, you're taught billions of dollars. So I couldn't understand what he was talking. You know, and one of the things he said he wanted to do, he personally sort of wants to be the guy credited with curing polio. I mean, wiping it out in countries where there still is polio.
Mm-hmm.
Is this really our biggest problem, that we need to go somewhere else and cure polio? I mean, again, what about here? What about everything here that we need to, and malaria was the other one. Maybe I'm missing something.
Yeah, how about cancer first?
Maybe if he's thinking if you cure it there, it won't come here.
I guess, again, I'm too stupid to get it. Does anybody have any Burke segment contribution?
I don't today.
That's better than yesterday's? Sorry.
Well, yesterday's was pretty good.
No, it wasn't. Does anybody have anything?
No.
See, now I scared everybody away.
Yeah. Well,
everybody's afraid to
it's
contribute
not good enough.
Because I'm judgmental. But that's what I do, and that's who I am. Tuesday is always a big day because we all anxiously await the Wood Report. There's much in the Wood Report today about Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes, because that thing's pretty much over. It's done. It's settled. End of story. And who cares anyway? Well, the answer to that is a lot of people, but I don't get it.
Yeah, I heard what actually did it was, close people around both of them said it's really bad for a nasty divorce for a kid like Suri's age. So apparently that shook him out of whatever.
I don't buy that for a minute, that's why it was quick.
Really?
The reason I think it was done and the door was shut and it was settled was the Scientology people got with Tom Cruise and said, you know what? Anything other than a quick, easy settlement makes Scientology, which is supposed to guide your life and focus you,
mm-hmm.
it's gonna make it look like we really aren't very good at
this. If he flies off the handle,
it's exactly. Gonna, so they said, Tom, here's what you'll do, and he did it because he is controlled by those people.
Well, you hope at least a little bit of it was serious.
No, I don't believe that for a minute. I think everything has.
It should be.
That's his only biological child.
Yes, the older two are.
See, what I think, if he wanted to look like sort of the caring dad, is he would have come forth and said, I'm fighting for my kid. I want my daughter. I want custody of my daughter, and I'm going to fight till I get. Nah, whatever you want, Katie. And that makes him look like a guy who's not greedy, not control, and a Scientology guy who can deal and accept and all that stuff. Now. Which brings me to this. The late Merv Griffin had a theory, and he was right, by the way, that the most successful, and this is not, you know, 100%, but it's pretty much more true than not. In most cases, he said the most successful people in show business, especially movies and TV, are people whose heads are too big for their bodies. And we've talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Mandy Murphy on a local level.
Yep.
Her head's too big.
But isn't it mostly because they are so rail thin just to look good on TV that it makes her head look
big? That your head, when you lose weight, doesn't shrink.
Right.
I remember Rick Edlund was on TV here. He had a little teeny tiny body, but a normal head. Look at when you meet stars in person like an Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Susan Lucci.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, perfect. Mm-hmm. Susan Lucci looks like she's going to fall over from the weight of her head.
She looks like a bobblehead.
Jerry Seinfeld's head is bigger, is disproportionate to the rest of his body. And by the way, I mentioned Mandy Murphy not in a negative way, and I will not mention the station she's on because we do that here about 1,800 times a day. They don't need any more publicity. But her head's too big or her body's too little.
There's a bunch of them, a bunch of those news people I've seen.
No, absolutely.
They are so thin in person, it's like, wow.
They need to eat, but Merv was right, and he chose Vanna White and Pat Sajak because their heads were too big. I'm not kidding.
Vanna does have, her head is pretty big
her
for her
head
body.
Is bigger.
Small than, too.
It's disproportionately big.
Yeah.
Which brings me not to big-headed people, but to short people, because Tom Cruise is a short guy. He's 5'7", if he really stands on his tiptoes, which, by most people's standards, is a short guy.
Mm-hmm.
The average height, what do you think the average height today in this country is for a man?
I would guess 5'9".
5'10". 5'10". 5'10 is now the new average. Guys are getting taller. Kids are taller. And I don't know why. So I'm going to read to you a list. And I just pulled this off a very credible site a couple of days ago when this whole Tom Cruise thing came around, because I know how short he is, of very short, successful actors. Now, I'm going to start with ridiculously short. In the like Vern Troyer.
Uh-huh.
Okay, how tall do you think Vern Troyer is?
Oh man, he's like 2'9" or something. I think.
He's 2'8".
Wow. He is a tiny guy.
Yeah, he's 2'8". Now I will say this too, it is possible, not just in show business, to be successful and be a short guy. The guy that runs this place, Mike Dorsey. What is he? He's 5'4".
Yes.
I think he's
Mark.
What is it?
Mark.
I think he's 5'4". Yeah. I'm not sure. I think 5'4", 5'5".
I think you're right. No,
he wears lifts.
Yeah.
Oh. Not elevated shoes.
Yeah.
Billy Barty is 3'9".
Wow.
Remember Emmanuel Lewis?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Webster.
Webster. 4'3". These are grown men. This is their height as grown men. Gary Coleman, 4'8". Danny DeVito is 5 feet even.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm surprised he's that tall.
And yeah, I don't
that
think
makes
he
him
has,
only a foot shorter than I am.
I don't think he has a dwarfism either.
There's a heel, but they're lifted from the inside. Hmm. Ronnie Corbett, who is that?
Who's that?
Corbett.
No, he's an actor. I don't know. Okay, we don't care how tall he is because we don't know who he is. Rick Moranis,
mm-hmm.
Where's he been?
Wow.
Really, where's he been?
Ever he's since Honey, I blew
Honey,
up the
I
kids,
Shrunk the Kids.
Shrunk the kids yeah.
Or was he the key
Remember
master?
Remember we played that song one day, and we played a game, try to guess who it was. It was Rick Moranis. He does some music.
Well, he also was the Great White North.
Bluegrass.
He and Dave Thomas.
McKenzie's.
Were, so like Take Off, eh? Yeah.
Don't wreck our show, you hoser.
Good one, Lauren. That sounds just like they did Doug and Bob McKenzie. Rick Moranis is 5'1".
Wow. Oh, I didn't realize that.
He looks taller than that.
Paul Williams, songwriter.
Oh, man.
I mean, prolific songwriter. 5'2". Mm-hmm. Mickey Rooney, 5'2". Dudley Moore was 5'3". Emilio Estevez is 5'4".
Wow.
I didn't know that. He seems bigger.
But the industry can make them seem bigger.
You put the camera at a lower level.
Exactly. They actually sometimes stand elevated from as opposed to the other actors.
Michael Short on there?
Yes, I believe he is.
I see what he did there.
Michael J. Fox is 5'4". That's
wow.
That's short for a guy. Mm-hmm. It really is. Seth Green is 5'4".
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter, is only 5'5". James Cagney, okay, I'll do the impression. I know you want me to.
Oh, good.
You dirty rat. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
You killed my brother,
you dirty rat. James Cagney was 5'5". Jason Alexander, George on Seinfeld, 5'5".
He looks short. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Richard Dreyfuss, 5'5". Woody Allen, 5'5". Dustin Hoffman, 5'5½".
Wow.
He's a short one. Alan Ladd, 5'6". Bob Hoskins, 5'6". Elijah Wood, 5'6". Henry Winkler, 5'6".
The Fonz.
When you used to watch him, though, as the Fonz, did you ever think, look at that little
larger
short guy?
No.
You thought, look at that motorcycle, leather-jacketed kind of punk guy. You never thought, look how short he is. Henry Winkler is only 5'6". Jack Black is 5'6", but he looks 5'6" to me.
It's weird. Yeah, the ones that actually look their height and the ones that don't.
Martin Short is on the list because he's only 5'6½". Al Pacino is 5'7".
Wow.
Hoo-ah! Thank you, Al. Macaulay Culkin, 5'7". Martin Sheen, 5'7". Robin Williams, 5'7".
Wow, I thought Robin Williams was taller.
Tom Cruise, 5'7". Ben Stiller, 5'8".
I will not apologize for who I am.
Well, you don't have to, Tom. You got a lot of money, $200 million. And at the 5'8 cutoff point, it no longer becomes interesting. But it is interesting how many of these people are 5'5 to 5'7.
I wonder if it's the same average, you know, percent of people in Hollywood that height as opposed to just the regular society. Like,
I think it's more. I think there are more because I think little people try harder to prove themselves.
They go into drama.
To get attention. Sure. Yes. No, I absolutely believe that. Look at people on stage. They're little. You don't see a lot of 6 foot tall people on stage in the movie. There are exceptions.
Hugh Jackman.
But they're exceptions.
Right.
That's an exception.
People.
Look at the award shows. Most of these people that step up there, they're short.
Well, a lot of them probably went into drama because they couldn't do football or basketball.
And I think because you want to get attention. I think if you're a little guy, a short man, you want to do something that makes you stand out and compensates for you being little. You want to be successful at something. I don't care if it's a mobster, whatever business you're in, you want to be successful. And I get that. I do. I'm glad I'm not short. I think
certain nationalities tend to be shorter too.
Racist?
No, they just do.
That sounds racist.
Which ones? Point them out.
Who all thinks that sounds racist? I do.
I think a lot of Mexican men are shorter.
Oh, Asian.
Asian men are smaller altogether. They're thinner. They're not short and heavy.
Are you saying their wieners are small?
No, I don't know what their wieners look like. And I think there's a lot of short Italian men too.
I think she's right.
Yeah.
And that's what we were talking about one day, and I think you guys were saying that was wrong for me to say that, but over in, you know, Japan or somebody, if somebody commits a robbery and you try to describe them, how do you determine, well, he was 5'4" and black hair and
thin?
No, I know, but a lot of them are, by that description, it sounds like most of them.
Yeah.
Sorry, my son just sent me a text. Hey, I got it, and it's hilarious. I can't share it with you.
Oh, that's not very nice.
Why?
No, no, he sent me a text. There is a person that we mutually know, and he absolutely fits that description of trying to compensate. Good one, Adam. So the deal is, I think little people, they try, sometimes to the point of being overbearing and obnoxious, you know, to make up for the fact. My boys are tall. They're taller than I am. They're like 6'1", 6'2". And I feel the same way that it would be sort of not a curse. It's certainly not the worst thing that can happen. But for a woman to be like 6'2" or something, that's got to be tough.
It's like a short guy.
Well, look at Maria. Thing. How tall is Maria Sharapova? She's like 6'3", I think.
Well, Emma Stone, the actress, I think, is probably 5'9", 5'10".
You can do that for Maria Sharapova.
Yeah, a 6-plus foot woman is, trying to think if I know any women who are,
My wife, Angela, is about 5'10", 5'11". She's taller for a...
She doesn't appear to be tall, though. You know what I mean?
Well, she wears, they're called shrinkage shoes.
Oh, okay.
They actually shorten you. And she had surgery. She had her heels bone shaved down.
How'd you know all that? What would you guess our guests were about to talk to you? I would say he's about average.
John Landolf? 5'10"?
I think
John Landolf, I think I'm going to say 5'6".
5'6"?
5'6"?
5'6", 5'7".
I'm saying 6 foot, John.
Maybe
5'7". Because I think of Tom Cruise, John Landolf. Yeah, about 5'7". I could be off a little bit, but that's what I'm...
Just your guesstimate.
Yeah. Which, again, is another guy, short guy, doing well. Doing well.
Yeah.
It's motivation to do well. Let's bring him on here, and maybe he can tell us how tall he is. Hey, John, how are you?
5'6", huh?
I changed it to 5'7".
Oh, yeah, I tell you what. don't open up your shirt and let your heart fall out.
Oh, I like that line.
First of all, you know, to take the daggers away from me, say hi to John and Teresa Slavin. They just came up, AM and the PM, big listeners from Barnhart, Missouri.
Wow.
John and Teresa, say hi to the AM and the PM crew.
Hello, crew.
Hi, guys.
Now, is it Don or John?
John.
John and Teresa, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. How's everything in Barnhart?
Hot as you know what.
Well, it's a good thing you're here in St. Louis where it's not hot.
Yeah, it's nice and cool.
It's only hot in Barnhart. Now, have you bought a vehicle or are you looking at a vehicle?
We have bought.
What did you buy?
A brand new Chevy Cruze.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And what color is it?
It's a gray blue.
And who chose the color, John? You or Teresa?
I want to say me, but probably her.
Oh, I hear her laughing.
You know what? I knew that was going to be the answer. And a typical man response, I want to say me.
Right. But I don't
if you tell
trouble.
The truth, you can't say you because she chose the color. What's the interior?
It's a two-tone black gray.
Okay. That sounds like a pretty car to me. Now, who will drive this car? You or Teresa, will you drive it or will John drive it?
He will be the one that mostly drives it. Okay. Maybe on the off chance I might get to you.
And what do you drive, Teresa?
I drive a 2008 Dodge Caliber.
Oh, how is it that he...
We take those in trade, too.
How is it that he gets to drive... What's going on here? See, in my household, I make sure my wife has the best of everything.
What?
And maybe that's just at my home.
Is that what she tells me?
I think her husband probably has a lot further to drive for work, so they're going for gas mileage.
It doesn't matter. I want my wife to be in the lap of luxury, and whatever is new and the latest and the greatest,
really?
I want her to have it. That's, I guess, where John and I are different. Teresa, are you happy with what you're driving, or would you, too, like a new vehicle?
I am comfortable with what I have.
You see what that tells me? That tells me.
Trying to be nice.
He
wants a new vehicle.
Trying to keep the peace.
Yeah.
Translation, I want a new car, too.
He wants a new vehicle.
That's how I translate it.
Maybe a two-for-one deal. Today.
So, John, what kind of work do you do?
I'm an accountant.
They make a lot of money. They do. Accountants make a lot of money.
Oh, they count a lot of money.
I'm sorry?
They count.
They count a lot.
They count a lot.
Good answer. Well, congratulations on the cruise. And, Teresa, I think you know what to do at home to end up taking over the cruise. We won't take it any further. We won't take it any further than that. Wow. Women know. It may start off as his car, but I think we all know it doesn't take much for that to change.
Like, how long? Teresa's blushing and John is laughing really hard.
How long have you guys been?
He's smiling his face.
Yeah, how long have you been married?
We'll be 13 years on 9/11.
Wow, 9/11. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was at about 15 years that we were married that I decided to start giving my wife everything. So, Teresa, a couple of years from now, I think that's probably what you have to look forward to.
So next time we're together, if I ask your wife if she gets everything she wants...
She better say yes, because she does.
That is not true.
It's absolutely true.
It is not true. I've been witness to some stories where it is not true. You've made her take some things back that she bought.
Well, that's another story.
That was a mistake.
Hey, we got to say hi to the superstar sales representative for John and Teresa, Chip Unterberg. We just usually stick with the Chip.
Chip, how are you?
I'm doing well, Frank.
How long did it take you to close this deal, this sale, from the time you met these people?
An hour and 10 minutes.
Wow. You know what? They came in knowing what they wanted. They knew what they wanted when they walked in.
Chip knew to call me because John and Teresa are aiming the PM, and he asked for a little bit of Londoff love. What that is that's a little bit more of basically my money and Mimi's money towards the Slavin family. So they can probably go out and have a nice dinner this weekend on the Londoffs in their brand-new Chevy Cruze because they're aiming the PM. We gave them a little bit more money off.
Nice.
That's great to be aiming the PM. I think John should take Teresa out for a nice steak dinner. Do you like steak or are you a vegetarian, Teresa?
No, sir. I do eat steak.
All right. I like this one. If you said you're a vegetarian, our conversation would be over.
I just happened to sign one of these pictures that we have, Frank, of you and I just a couple of years ago on the showroom floor.
That's a great idea.
Teresa, help me. Who looks taller in this picture? Me or Frank? Mm.
Do you honestly want me to tell
the truth? No, the truth.
Yes, I do. Of course I do.
Well, you look even, Stephen, but your hair's a little higher.
Oh! Thank you. Thank you very much. No, thank you, Teresa.
I don't know, is that a hair joke against you or against me?
No, because here's what happens. Guys with hair whose hair is poofed up and John poofs his hair up makes them look taller. My height is true height. It's height only to the top of my scalp. That's the true height of a man. Yes, you poof your hair up a little bit. It makes you taller. Thank you, Teresa.
So, Frank, you're 6 foot, right? About 6
yes.
foot?
John's like 5'10", 5'8".
At least 4 inches, you think, of the hair?
He's got 4 inches of hair.
Wow.
I just went over to Teresa. She reluctantly touched my hair. Teresa, it's not. Is it that poofy?
Four inches.
So what's John claiming? He hasn't actually said what he...
What do you say if you have to fill out something that says height? What do you put in there?
5'11".
That's cheating.
That is not.
Add in an inch.
I didn't put 6 foot or 6'1". How tall are you?
Inch, 6'. That's to the scalp.
Oh, come on, seriously.
6'.
You look like you're like 2 inches shorter than me in this picture. Were you on your knees?
That's a fat joke. No, that's a fat joke. That's a stab
at
being heavy.
Well, people start shrinking, you know.
Yeah, that's a stab at being heavy. I'm sure Teresa and John are tired of all this.
You know what it might be? You were leaning into me maybe for a hug in this picture.
I don't think that was it at all. I think John and Teresa are fed up with all this. They want to get in their car, their new cruise, and do that cruise.
Well, we just want to thank not only, of course, John and Teresa, but all your listeners. They're here every day. And, you know, had a fun experience, John, Teresa?
Absolutely.
Until we went onto the program.
Wow, that hurts.
No, it's a lot of fun. But, no, thank you very much, Frank, and everyone in the studio, Ian and Dina and Dan, and everything you do, because you send us a lot of people.
Well,
your listeners are as loyal to you as now they've become the Londoff Chevrolet. And I would think that really the great majority have a great experience, whether it's a new car, new truck that they're buying, or a pre-owned vehicle. So, you know, keep them coming. We could use a few more truck customers. We're up to well over 250 Silverados Unbound. So, hey, if there's a particular Silverado you're looking for, regular cab, extended cab, crew cab, look us up online at lawndop.com. Give Jimmy Sappho a phone call. And just a week ago, Jimmy recruited his brother Tony, who's been in a competitive store for 25 years. Tony Sappho now is running our new car department, and Jim Sappho is running the new truck department. So if you don't think there's some competition there on who's going to sell more vehicles, more cars, more trucks every month, have your listeners put us to the test, and we'd love to meet them. And then they can meet Jim Sappho, Tony Sappho, and Chip Unterberg, right, and everyone else here at Lawn Up Chevrolet. So 314-837-1800. LawnDuff.com, 24/7, 365 with Mary Beth Tennis, second of the group, and Interstate 270, the Washington Elizabeth exit.
All right, John and Teresa, it was a pleasure. Thank you for the business.
Thank you.
All right, Chip?
Yes.
Go sell somebody else.
That's it. That's what I like.
All right, John, we'll talk to you later. They're on the way.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you.
Drive safe
up there, kids. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, I think he does.
What?
I think he says to people, all right, if we close this deal, I'll get you on the radio. And then they go up to his, we might as well call it his studio, not his office, his radio studio.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, I'll get you on. Here, I'll turn the speaker. And then they're on the air.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. I don't care if he brings 50 people in there. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and take a couple of calls. And then before you know it, it'll be news and Wood Report time on the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here is Tim Weiland. How are things starting out, Tim?
Not very good, Tina. We've got an accident. It's moved off to the right shoulder now, but it's causing some delays on southbound 55 after Arsenal. We've got a report of a stalled tractor trailer on eastbound 5570 blocking the left lane on the Poplar Street Bridge. They're doing some road work on northbound 255, so between Dupo and 157, you're going to have only the left lane open, and that's causing a big, big jam up there. Southbound 270 looking pretty good. Still just a little off the pace. We'll call it Manchester down through Geordi Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by Dish Network. Hate commercials? Call Dish. 1-800-WATCH-TV. And ask about AutoHop. Only with the hopper from Dish. You'll skip commercials automatically and just enjoy primetime shows in HD Dish. Let's watch TV. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Linda Albin, ABC News correspondent, London. I especially enjoy chatting with McGraw-Millhaven. We, of course, talk about the serious stuff that happens over here, my side of the pond, that affects your life. But I especially enjoy the fact that McGraw brings a middle American perspective to our conversations. The latest news, traffic, sports, weather, along with some serious fun, it's McGraw in the Morning, weekdays from 6 till 10 on the Big 550, online at KTRS.com.
Is your house stuck in the 80s? Time to turn your kitchen and bath into a remodel to the 21st century. Callier & Thompson is the company to call. Why? First of all, they've been around for 55 years. They're experts at the latest in all the new styles. But more importantly, they stick to your budget. What do I mean? You sit down with their certified kitchen and bath designers. They come up with a budget. You together come up with a budget, come up with a plan, and then Callier & Thompson will make sure that budget is adhered to. At the end, you can tell everybody that you use Callier & Thompson. They're synonymous with quality, and you'll know that they stayed within the budget. It's time to leave the 80s behind. It's time to join the 21st century. Brand new kitchen, brand new bath, and add value to your home with one simple phone call to Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths. Check out their showroom just east of 141, right next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester, or CallierandThompson.com. Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths.
Does what you see every morning make you cringe? Do you find yourself regretting that rash decision you made 5 years ago? Is that grape slush color not sitting so well anymore? Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware. And if you answered yes to any of these questions, it may be time to change that old paint color. Here at Schnars, we are making it easy for you to tackle that indoor or outdoor painting project with Valspar Medallion Paint. A paint and primer in one product, Valspar Medallion delivers performance plus, with rich colors, added convenience, and long-lasting beautiful results. Act now and save a few bucks. For a limited time, receive a $5 mail-in rebate coupon on every gallon of interior and exterior Valspar Medallion paint you purchase at Schnars. That offer is valid on up to 10 gallons. So come in and transform that salmon mousse kitchen into toasted cinnamon cafe. Schnarrs Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. For location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnarrs.com.
Are you over the age of 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your well-being because Sensa is sending 30-day free trials to anyone looking to lose the maximum amount of weight. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be over the age of 25 and want to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-700-5085 now and request your free 30-day trial of Sensa in a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest ever conducted of its kind. Participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa, and now you can too. This weight loss breakthrough does not require added exercise or a change in your lifestyle, but act now. Due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one per household. Again, if you are over 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds, it is crucial that you write down this number for your free 30-day trial of Sensa. Call 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085.
Oh, man, the ump made the wrong call again.
Just like I did.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, we've been trying to refinance our mortgage. It's taking forever. I don't think they know what they're doing.
It sounds like you need to make the call.
What call?
Three words, my friend. American Equity Mortgage.
Isn't it time you made the right call? I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. You already know that interest rates are the lowest in years, but it's more than low rates. It's about professional service, getting the most out of your money, and getting you to a better place. So make the call to American Equity Mortgage today.
Call 314-878-9999. 878-9999. Find out how much money you can save. 314-878-9999.
So, you're going to make the call?
It's time, isn't it?
It's time.
With rates and APRs in the low threes, make the call right now.
We'll get you to a better place.
NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
What do you do with your favorite ring that doesn't fit or that broken gold chain? Don Hennifer Jewelers is famous for fixing jewelry in Florissant for over 40 years. Jerry the Jeweler will restore your favorite piece of jewelry and return it looking like new. Mention Jerry the Jeweler and receive 20% off your repair. Don Hennifer Jewelers in Florissant, 314-921-3001. Online at donhenniferjewelers.com. Mention Jerry the Jeweler and receive 20% off your repair today at Don Hennifer Jewelers.
Presenting all 50 reasons to switch your business to the new Sage 50 accounting software. Ready?
Ready.
Go.
One, Sage 50 is quick to install and easy to use. Two, turns information into insights. Three, improves efficiency. Four, easily tracks and forecasts cash flow. Five, supports online banking. Six, creates and manages budgets.
Time's up.
What?
Six. Seriously? For all 50 reasons and a free trial of Sage 50 accounting, visit sagetoday.com/50.
Wait, I can do it.
Oh, that's sweet. sagetoday.com/50.
We got one guy who's been holding forever. He's been on the hold for 28 minutes. Just to be a jerk, I'm going to wait till it's 29 minutes. And then we'll take his call. I'm kidding. But I do want to let you know, if you want to get in here, now would be a good time to do it. 314-969-5877 or toll free 888-550-5877. Rick, I can't believe you've held this long. I would never hold for this show. How can we help you?
Just wanted to say, hey, gang, and AM in the PM.
Well, thank you.
Hey, Rick.
You're a very patient man. What can we do for you?
Well, actually, I was wanting to request a joke because you have the best jokes ever, and I actually tell your jokes, and sorry for stealing your material.
Dude, that's okay. As long as it's not my material, because I steal it, too. I don't know.
Huge laughs.
I don't know that anybody has ever known who writes jokes. We just tell them. But as long as you give me credit, that's all I ask. What's the joke? What's the joke you want to hear?
The Engelbert Humperdinck song.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God.
Maybe our favorite, one of our five favorite jokes ever in the history of jokes.
I want to say it's only been about 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, it hasn't been long enough is the problem, Rick, because I think we told it about 4 months ago.
I don't remember.
Really?
Yeah, and we try to wait.
By gosh.
We try to wait right close to a year to repeat a joke. But it'll be coming up pretty soon. This is our way of making you continue to listen.
Doesn't matter. You tell the greatest jokes ever anyway.
Well, Rick, I got another one for you today, so stay tuned.
Wonderful. All right. Hey, guys, have a good one.
Thanks for holding and thanks for listening. We appreciate
it. You bet.
All right.
Yeah, there was something in the news that happened that forced us to tell that joke. And
I can't remember what it was.
I don't either.
You know what? It was a conjoined twins.
Oh, yeah.
Or something, because that's really what the joke is about. Mm-hmm. This is one of the weirdest stories that I have ever seen in my life. Apparently, there is a new thing called Kareza, K-R-E-Z-Z-A. Hmm. And what it is cuddling and hugging and, I guess, kissing and getting all worked up just to the point you're ready to do it, and then you don't do it. And there's a story here.
Why the heck would anybody do that?
The guy in this article, whose name is Matt Cook, and warning, this is adult information. It's not dirty. It's not obscene. It's not profane. It's just adult. Okay. There are adult terms in here like orgasm.
Yeah. What is that?
You don't remember?
No.
Matt Cook, in this interview, says he has not had an orgasm in 7 months, and he hopes he never has to have one again. Now, let me stop right here and say there's something very wrong with this guy. He's 51 years old. He's a publisher. He lives in Virginia. He's not celibate. He's been married for 25 years and said his sex life is more exciting than